Hello and welcome to another Midweek Reflection. My name's Jill Reedman and today I'd like us to think about the plight of refugees. On Wednesday the 2nd of September it will be 5 years since the death of Alan Kurdi, the 3-year-old Syrian boy who drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. You probably remember the harrowing photograph of his body lying face down on a beach in Turkey. His family were Syrian refugees trying to reach Europe. His brother Galib and his mother Rahana also drowned that day. The photograph was published around the world, causing widespread concern about the refugee crisis, and there was an increase in donations to refugee charities at that time. Unfortunately, the crisis continues, and refugees are still drowning on a daily basis as they try to escape conflict and persecution. It's been suggested that we're becoming indifferent to these tragic scenes, that people have become stricken with compassion fatigue and increasingly lack empathy with refugees. Sometimes, because it's painful and distressing, and because we feel powerless, we might turn a blind eye to the suffering we see reported on the news. It's kind of understandable, really, but it's disappointing all the same. Jesus wouldn't turn away. Jesus sought out the weak and vulnerable. He was full of empathy and compassion. As followers of Jesus, we need to ensure that our hearts do not become hardened to the suffering of others. Jesus taught us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Aren't refugees our neighbours? In chapter 25 of Matthew, when Jesus is talking about the final judgment, he tells his disciples that those who have followed his teaching will be welcome in his kingdom. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I'd like us now to briefly reflect on what it might feel like to become a refugee. Close your eyes if that helps you to concentrate, as long as you're not driving. Try to imagine that a brutal regime has tortured and killed your family and that your life is in danger. You must get away quickly, leaving your home and what friends you have left. You have to travel light. What do you take with you? Where will you go? You need to find a safe place. Do you have relatives or friends elsewhere in the world? Do you speak any other languages? How will you get there? You survive a difficult and dangerous journey, using up your entire life savings in the process. You arrive full of hope in a new country. There's no welcome for you, only suspicion and hostility. How do you feel now? I'd like to finish by reading Sea Prayer by Khaled Hosseini. Hosseini was born in Kabul. His family were granted asylum in the US when he was 15. He couldn't speak English when they arrived, but he studied hard and qualified as a doctor. After practicing medicine for 10 years, he gained success with his first novel, The Kite Runner. He still writes and is an envoy for the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. Sea Prayer. On a moonlit beach, as they wait for a boat to take them on a dangerous journey to find a new home, a father tells his young son about his childhood and describes his homeland, Syria, in more peaceful times. My dear Marwan, in the long summers of childhood, when I was a boy the age you are now, your uncles and I spread out our mattress on the roof of your grandfather's farmhouse outside of Homs. We woke in the mornings to the stirring of olive trees in the breeze, to the bleating of your grandmother's goat, the clanking of her cooking pots, the air cool and the sun a pale rim of persimmon to the east. We took you there when you were a toddler. I have a sharply etched memory of your mother from that trip, showing you a herd of cows grazing in a field blown through with wild flowers. I wish you hadn't been so young. You wouldn't have forgotten the farmhouse, the soot of its stone walls, the creek where your uncles and I built 1,000 boyhood dams. I wish you remembered Homs as I do, Marwan. Its bustling old city, a mosque for us Muslims, a church for our Christian neighbours, and a grand souk for us all to haggle over gold pendants and fresh produce and bridal dresses. I wish you remembered the crowded lanes smelling of fried kibbeh and the evening walks where we took your mother around Clock Tower Square. But that life, that time, seems like a dream now, even to me, like some long dissolved rumour. First came the protests, then the siege, the sky spitting bombs, starvation, burials. These are the things you know. You know that a bomb crater can be made into a swimming hole. You have learned dark blood is better news than bright. You have learned that mothers and sisters and classmates can be found in narrow gaps between concrete bricks and exposed beams, little patches of sunlit skin shining in the dark. Your mother is here tonight, Marwan, with us on this cold and moonlit beach, among the crying babies and the women worrying in tongues we don't speak. Afghans and Somalis and Iraqis and Eritreans and Syrians, all of us impatient for sunrise, all of us in dread of it, all of us in search of home. I have heard it said we are the uninvited, we are the unwelcome, we should take our misfortune elsewhere. But I hear your mother's voice over the tide, and she whispers in my ear, "Oh, but if they saw you, my darling, even half of what you have, if only they saw, they would say kinder things, surely." I look at your profile in the glow of this three-quarter moon. My boy, your eyelashes like calligraphy, closed in guileless sleep. I said to you, "Hold my hand, nothing bad will happen." Those are only words, a father's tricks. It slays your father, your faith in him, because all I can think tonight is how deep the sea and how vast, how indifferent, how powerless I am to protect you from it. All I can do is pray. Pray God steers the vessel true when the shores slip out of eyeshot and we are a fly speck in the heaving waters, pitching and tilting, easily swallowed. Because you are precious cargo, Marwan, the most precious there ever was. I pray the sea knows this, inshallah. How I pray the sea knows this.